A small intro. This is Mahesh Narayanan. I'm a PM and System Center Operations Manager. Also work on some of the Operation Management Suite solutions. In this session, we'll try to go over the System Center Operation Manager investments, especially in the 2016. Some of the investment, hope this is going to really meet your requirement. So setting some, the session objective, very clearly not anything complex here. Trying to go over the set of 2016 features, giving you a context on the value add, what we believe, should it be for you, and also get a sense of how the feature works. I'll try to have more demo intensive so that you get to see the experience as well than just the overview of the features. Just to put some things in perspective, I believe many of you must be knowing Operations Manager. Is there anybody who doesn't know Operations Manager here in the room? Few. Okay, good. Thanks. So this is just to set some context that Operations Manager has been there in the industry for more than a decade, and we have evolved over a period of time, basically in the same rate at which the IT environment has been evolved. From the enterprise desktop time to server proliferation time, virtualization, and now all about the private and hybrid cloud, what we are currently working on. Initially, we started with a lot of system-related monitoring, and then evolved ourselves into workload, application, and even the cloud services-related monitoring. So it's an interesting journey, and we haven't left anything from the point of view of a system perspective, which is essential even for our application or workload-related monitoring. So we have kind of built up our expertise in the domain, as we have progressed working along with the industry changes. So this is a high-level overview of Operations Manager, where we are trying to explain about various different components and the possible experiences that exist. So we work with an agentless-based model. That's how we work with most of the cloud services. So if you have assets sitting in the cloud, we try to monitor those assets, in an agentless manner. We kind of pull into the APIs. In case of an Azure, it has the ARM APIs. There are management pack like Azure, which I'll try to have a short demo of it. Now, all that is based on the API. And then there are agentless mode, which is more for platform kind of a component as well. For example, Linux and Unix-related monitoring. So though we have the OMI server and the provider running on that instance, the monitoring is essentially pole-based, wherein the management server polls in a certain periodicity for one to get the health. And then, of course, we have the agent-based model, which is a predominant one which on the Windows platform works. So all the workloads, which is native workloads, basically gets monitored using the agents. The other components involved are like operational database, which is where most of the recent data resides. And we have the data warehousing database where all the historic information for trend analysis purposes and reporting purposes rely. And then we have the reporting server as an infrastructure, which is basically the SQL's reporting service, which we leverage for all the reporting-related requirement. From a console point of view, we have a desktop application console as well as a web console. And there are some good news about the web console, which we'll try to share a little later during the session. This is just to give you a perspective of the breadth and the surface of our monitoring, right? So there are a lot of native management packs. There are a lot of partner management packs. These are not just what we get to see in this particular spreadsheet. It's they are in 100 in numbers, and we keep on writing the recent versions of those particular management packs, as well as having any new technologies either natively shipped out of Microsoft or even out of in the industry. We have a good ecosystem mechanism through which we try to have these management packs written, and there are various different categories of management pack. which goes deep into agent-based, agentless-based, which we discussed a while back. And there are a lot of management pack which is visualization-enabled, and rich management pack versus a lot more functional core, data, collection kind of a management pack as well. So this is definitely not the complete list, as you can see over the dot, 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 in both in the native and the partner, that really indicates there's a lot more. We are trying to consolidate this management pack into both the native as well as partner into some common repository and kind of a marketplace so that the both the community ecosystem as well as the open source kind of an ecosystem is something which we want to venture into. Now, that's going forward scenarios, not right away, but then it's really good to see that there's enormous management pack and there's a lot of participants who's writing into authoring these particular management pack, which we want to really leverage. This is a slide which is trying to give you a snapshot of changing landscape, right? We are all looking at hybrid environment. The IT assets are getting spanned across your on-premise as well as the cloud. May that be the infrastructure like VMs or the applications or workloads relying on the PaaS or a SaaS kind of a service. It's really spanning across the on-premise infrastructure as well as the hybrid cloud. And our monitoring, we really want to take a cognizance about that. That transition is essential for us to be really factoring in, because most of the applications are written in these distributed kind of an environment. And our story evolves internally as well. From a strategic investment point of view, we have OMS, which is a cloud-based IT operation management solution, which is not just about the monitoring, but then there are other legs of the IT operations manager, like the configuration, protection, security, governance, and a lot more, including the DevOps scenarios. And we have products like System Center Operations Manager, which is deep into monitoring, right? And we are trying to really see how we can have both of these solutions work cohesively to meet the customer's requirement. And the customer's requirement, especially from a monitoring point of view, is like standard, like monitor, diagnose, and analyze. We have at least the System Center Operation Manager. In fact, the Microsoft has clearly understood that analytics is pretty much an integral part of the monitoring story, and that's something which we want to really enable even through the System Center Operation Manager integration. We care about extensibility, and I'll show a few instances where we have started on that. We care heterogeneous, where again, we are making a significant investment in a heterogeneous monitoring. Boundaryless, this is just to indicate that we are looking at hybrid kind of a scenario where the networks are stretched between an on-prem and cloud. Time to value, so this is something which we are looking from a cadence point of view, how we should be reaching out the innovations that we do in the management area. All of this is contributing basically to reduce the mean time to detect and resolve the issue. That's where we want to really focus our energy on. And we want to really provide a rich and diverse audit out of the OMS, wherein, and even the System Center Operation Manager to a certain extent, where the customers are able to get a lot of insight about the data that has been collected from the endpoints or learned from the applications and infrastructure. Fine-tune and optimize is obviously the action which is taken on having that kind of a data insight. So this time around, for 2016, there were a couple of IT demands which we were keenly trying to follow, and we really wanted to deliver into them, right? And this is a kind of a bullet list of those. Customers really wanted to have a mechanism to manage their alert noise or storm kind of a situation. Customers wanted lightweight web console, which is performant, and a console which actually can work on multiple browsers, right? Not really work on certain version of certain browser. Schedule maintenance was crucial. This adds up to the value of reducing the alert noise also to some degree. Where customers, when they have the planned maintenance cycle or unplanned maintenance cycle or responding to even the emergency or unplanned maintenance cycle, customers would like to have things scheduled so that the alerts from those systems which is getting monitored, which is under maintenance should not get monitored, and you know, that way the alerts also get reduced and streamlined better. Visibility into partner solution, as we just saw this slide, but there's so many partners trying to help contribute into the System Center Operation Manager, working in tandem with the innovation that happens in the System Center Operation Manager. So we wanted to have a better visibility for some of those partner technologies so that the customers find valuable to get an access to or learn about or discover even these partner technologies which can work well with System Center Operation Manager. And that's something what we have invested in 2016. In fact, it's available in the UR of 2012 R2. The other requirements were around auto-discovering the workloads. It's a kind of a challenge wherein it's difficult to figure out which is a management pack or the right version of a management pack to be used for monitoring certain workload, right? Or for that instance, whenever there is an update of a management pack from a version upgrade point of view, one needs to really do kind of a web search to figure out like if there is a latest version or not, and wait for the announcements and others. So we wanted to automate some of those MP management pack lifecycle management related scenarios, which I'll double click into. That's another focus area which we have invested this time around. Custom network monitoring. It was interesting to see that a substantially large number of customers were using System Center Operation Manager for the network monitoring, and they were asked to have the support for newer network devices, right? And that's something which we are trying to handle this time around. Earlier, it used to be always bottlenecked on System Center Operation Manager team to have an adapter file and an appropriate management pack released to have those new network devices monitored. But this time, we have a tool in place where user can go and have things compiled and monitored by the System Center Operation Manager. I'll walk through how that experience looks like as well. Improved responsiveness and scale is, of course, has been an area which we had to respond. And 2016, we have focused a whole lot of our investment around those areas as well. So this slide is going to give you a capture of how our investment has been shaped for 2016, right? So basically trying to put it in four segments. One is around the monitoring experience, where we have tried to improve the MP lifecycle management, which is about discovering the management pack, managing the alerts, especially in the case of a noise or a storm, alert noise or alert storm kind of a scenario, scheduled maintenance mode, in-place upgrade as well, right? Those kind of a scenarios. We have improved fundamentals, which is about improving the scale. We have particularly focused on improving the scale for Linux and Unix, where at this point in time, we have 2x improvement to what earlier we used to support, right? And performance improvements at the SDK layer. So we have the API surface improved, wherein a lot of calls are made asynchronous, and there's a lot of, one can realize that in the experience layer, basically in the console, with those efficiencies changed in the SDK. Improved UI responsiveness. We have made innovation in with mechanisms like having caching on the console and having clearly understanding which is a data set which is needs to be refreshed at what rate. And stuff. There are, if you look at this COM UI, there are some of the data which needs to be really refreshed at a much faster rate, for example, alert. There are other data sets, like, for example, the context menus and others, which can be refreshed at a different rate of interval. So we have taken a cognizance of all of those aspects, and then we have the responsiveness improved significantly. And I have a video clipping wherein we have the 2012 R2 experience and 2016 experience showing side by side so that you can literally experience that improvement. Removing Silverlight dependency, so this is something which have embarked on a journey on this. So we have, for the 2016, we have pretty much all the views in the web console in HTML. And we are proud to say that we are able to see the web console in various different browsers. The technologies that used in having this browser built, the console built, is basically also has added to the improvement in the performance. And we'll try to showcase some of those web console experience so that you get a initial feeler of how the web console looks like. Monitoring surface. So this is not just about the management pack, but then we have also tried to factor in some investment to improve or increase the surface of the monitoring. So we have an integration with App Insights to get a DevOps side of an application performance monitoring. We have an integration story with application dependency monitor in OMS so that we have much more a topology-centric visualization of applications in System Center Operation Manager. We are really trying to bring in this solution integrations in a way wherein the value is realized at one place for the customers. So, and System Center Operation Manager with a lot of deep insight about the system health, where it works close with the other insights from App Insights or even from the Application Dependency Monitor, one gets a very powerful experience when they're trying to monitor those complex applications and workloads. Of course, there are management pack investments where we have invested on several versions, upgrade versions of these management packs, which can be realized as well. Last but not the least is the analytics story. As I just mentioned earlier, analytics is pretty much an integral part of our whole monitoring team, right? And we have made investments wherein there is the data set what System Center Operation Manager has is pushed to the operation management suite, and there are several analytics scenarios that can be generated out of there. We are actually trying to venture various different solution surface in the OMS to give you certain health insight and even analytical perspective of some of those workloads. That's something which we'll start working a lot more in a focused manner. Apart from that, we have certain investment like SCOM assessment, which is actually in a private preview at this point in time. So this gives you a complete audit of System Center Operation Manager deployment, gives a sense about the best practice applied in the System Center Operation Manager deployment, especially with a lot of different components, which we just saw a couple of slides back, from a performance point of view, from scale and best practice aspect can be realized out of the SCOM assessment. So it's a great capacity planning kind of a tool, if I may. It gives you a sense of which are the top issues in the System Center Operation Manager that need to be handled. And this is basically from an experienced PFE team of Microsoft who has been handling a lot of these System Center Operation Manager cases with customers. And this is part of the RAP as a service. How many of you know RAP as a service, risk assessment? Yeah. So this is a derivative of that, if I could state it that way. So let's click into some of the deeper areas and get a sense of how these functionality look like. So first of those capability I'm looking at is MP discoverability, which is an MP update and recommendation. So the way to look at this scenario is during the setup experience of or a rollout of a System Center Operation Manager, there are a lot of management pack which requires to be deployed to really go and monitor an IT environment. And this tool provides you that simplicity, operational simplicity in getting to identify the right management pack, getting to identify the set of workloads on which a management pack needs to be installed. All those experience can be really realized easily and smoothly. And this works in a way wherein there's an online catalog, which we know is an online repository of management pack. The System Center Operation Manager console looks up the online catalog and creates a clear perspective about which are the management packs that are available and the workloads. There's a lightweight discovery which runs in the console, which gives you a sense of which are the workloads that's running on an environment today and which is not getting monitored for which a management pack exists. Right? Those insights can be really seen as well. Let me try to walk through this experience through demo. So this is a System Center Operation Manager 2016 console. As you can see here, there's a new pivot added in the administration tab of System Center Operation Manager 2016 known as Updates and Recommendation, right? And this gives a list of all the workloads that's running in an IT environment today and gives a clear category of the status with regard to the management pack. There are a bunch of workloads over here which requires an update, which is about there is a recent or a latest version of a management pack that's running in that's available in the online catalog, which can be deployed. For example, here, user can select one of those workload and click on more information, and then he gets a clear sense of, you know, which are the machines which requires to be updated with the latest version or the versions which has the management pack is not installed, right? Similarly, there's the other instance wherein you have a workload which is not installed, the management pack is not installed, for which user again can go and click on the more information and figure out like which is that particular machine and then consider a plan of having the management pack imported and having that particular instance monitored. This is a unique scenario where management packs could be having sometimes dependent management pack. And in those cases, some of the management packs are installed and some are not. And this clearly gives you that kind of an audit view of this specific workload is not being monitoring well because of some of the management packs are not not installed still and stuff. So, and user can go and select one of this workload and then get the management pack, which again connects to the online catalog. And then on, the import experience is seamless and it's same as what existed in the System Center 2012 R2. User can also get, you know, select that, you know, specific row and have look into the DLC page to figure out like more information about the management pack or read even the management pack, you know, which actually fetches from the online catalog, right? If things seems to be pretty much in control, our expectation is customers are going to keep doing get all MPs. And when you do that, there's an import workflow which would, you know, upgrade all these particular workloads with the latest management pack or install the management pack and have things, you know, monitored seamlessly and stuff. So this is kind of a capability which is we are trying to, you know, enable the customer to have the early start of the MP lifecycle or the early phase of the MP lifecycle management more simpler. So the next capability we'll click into is the data-driven alert management. So this is another experience where customers often run into challenge wherein there are a lot of alerts which needs to be tackled and you know, one needs to get a more context about these particular alerts, especially the statistical context or even the context from the point of view of priority or the severity or the monitors that is responsible for these particular alerts. And that is something which we have tried to focus this time around with this capability, where this data-driven alert management, which in the SCOM console is known as Tune Management Pack, gives you a statistical insight about all the, you know, management pack that's responsible for a large number of alerts. If you double-click into each of those management pack, it gives you an insight about the alerts that is actually generated and the count of those particular alerts, the unit monitors that is responsible for those particular alerts. Those insights can be you know, viewed very clearly. And got that insight, the experience to override, which is a mechanism what we have today to tune the management pack, can be having a lot more contextual information and it's a lot more, you know, smoother. Let's take a look at how this feature works in the demo that I'm going to show now. So this is a tune management pack pivot in the administration tab of the Operation Manager console. As you can see here, it gives you a list of management packs and the alert count. User can traverse back in time, actually, to figure out like if there are, you know, alerts that had generated at some point in time, which the admin had to deal with it. So I'm trying to create a window of 1 month and setting a threshold of list out all the man impact that had generated more than 50 alerts at that point time window. And user can select one of these particular man impact, at this case, Windows Server 2016 operating system. And he can click on the tune alerts, which gives you a different statistical insight, a deeper statistical insight. It gives you a list of all the alerts that's generated by that particular man impact, and the count and the various different perspective, like the severity, priority, and also the monitor associated to it. User can select one of that, do the override operation. The override operation can either happen at the object level or a group of objects level, and go and have the appropriate threshold tuned. Especially these thresholds could be subjective to the IT environment's need, and that way it can be tuned with a lot of insight and context. So these are the kind of improvements which we believe that customers would be able to leverage better in the current deployment of SCOM 2016. Extensible network monitoring. So the challenge over here, what we all know is that the network devices needs to be certified by the System Center Operation Manager, at least until until 2012 R2 version, right? So there's going to be an adapter file which needs to be available in a SCOM management server, and it needs to have a corresponding management pack so that only then we would be able to go and monitor that particular network device. And we always used to have this supported through update rollups, right? If you'd have seen our update rollups of 2012 R2, there has been instances where we keep supporting newer network devices. For example, in the recent 2012 R2 update in the around the UR8 time, we had supported the Cisco Nexus 3172PQ switch. Now that required an adapter file update as well as a management pack update and stuff. So with this capability, what we're trying to do is we are opening this creation of this adapter file or even the compilation of this particular management pack conveniently to the customer. In the sense that the customer can figure out like which is a network device that he wants to monitor. He'll be able to get the information about the SNMP MIPS that is required to monitor that particular network device, and he's able to walk through or compile that particular MIP and clearly identify the set of OIDs which is required to use for monitoring purposes and stuff, right? And I'll walk you through this experience that user would be able to easily compile a management pack out of SNMP MIP, right? And for a specific network device. And guess what? I mean, it can be just one management pack that can be used for monitoring many network devices. So you could have a lot more devices to be monitored out of the same management pack, and even the components that that particular network devices can be seamlessly extended in this particular capability. This is just to quickly double click into the details. So the workflow goes in a way wherein a device is identified and the set of object identifier for those the SNMP MIPS for those particular devices is identified, and then the user is able to walk through the MIP tree, identify the SNMP OID which is of his interest to monitor for the specific network device. He is able to create these components. Components are specific attribute of those particular devices which requires to be monitored, and creates the rules and monitors for those, and he generates the MP. And then it's just about importing the specific MP, and then we'll start monitoring it. So let's look at the experience in a form of a demo for this. So what I have here is a scenario wherein there's a Cisco Nexus 3172TQ series of switch which currently the System Center Operation Manager is not monitoring, right? And if you look at the vendor's Cisco side, basically, you get a clear sense of which are the SNMP MIPS that needs to be compiled for monitoring this particular network device. And this is the SNMP MIP, as we all are familiar. And in this scenario, at least, I'm trying to look at a purpose of having this device monitored for this property. This is a component that we can correlate with what we just discussed a while back, the module operation type, right? So let's look at the experience. So here, it's a standalone tool which a user can create. So this is, I'm creating a new project, SNMP MIP generator. So I'm trying to say this as 3172PQ. I point to a specific folder so that for that particular project. In fact, it is a TQ which is not being monitored. We support PQ in the previous UR. So I create a version. I'm able to load the MIPS that is required for this. So these are the set of MIPS that is required. And when I do that, I get the complete MIP tree, loaded, right? Gives you a lot of context. And if I'm interested to monitor that particular at the device level, I configure this as Cisco 3172TQ. The OID is required for this. So if you look at this particular MIP, what distinguishes from an OID point of view about this particular device is this entry, right? Cisco entity. So I search for that. So this is the OID. Select it, add it over here, right? Device type, you can categorize it, whether it is a switch, which we have already anyway did that, and save, right? Once you save this particular project, then you can go and create your unit monitors and rules. Now, in the scenario that I mentioned earlier, I'm interested to have the operation module status monitored. So that is operation. This one. So we'll once again search for that attribute here. User can also traverse through this OID tree depending on the preference. And I'm taking that OID and creating, add a new monitor. So this is about operational status. And user can create the monitor state over here, whether this is error or a warning. In this case, it is an error. Create an expression, type in the OID, look at the data type if it's an integer. And if you look at that particular MIP, already it gives you certain indications of what needs to be for example, just trying to show you here. So if it is 1, it is unknown. If it is 2, it's OK. 3 is disabled, and so on, right? So say, for example, in this case, I'm going to use the value to be 4. So I do that, save it. And once this is done, then user can compile. So there's another attribute which has been asking for. So the other attribute is basically for the success scenario for it. So once again, this is success. User can, for the same OID, data type is integer, operator is equal, and value is 1. Save it. And then user can also view the loaded MIPS. In this case, all these MIPS have been loaded, and that's how it's compiled, and just generate the MP. So when you generate the MP, there's a manimpack XML file which gets created, and that is here. Import this XML file, and user would be able to start monitoring that particular network devices seamlessly. So that's the extensible network monitoring capability. We are also supporting the Windows Server technologies getting monitored of SCOM. One of that is Nano Servers. And just to double-click into the details over here, so we are basically monitoring at this point in time the basic infrastructure of Nano, and very few workloads that is there on the Nano is getting monitored, right? So the Nano version of that particular System Center Operation Manager agent is based on the PowerShell and not heavyweight components like your VB script or your JavaScript and others. And even the .NET framework that is used in this particular agent is a core .NET framework and not really the exhaustive .NET framework. The other capabilities I still not added here into the Nano monitoring support. That's basically as we are waiting to see how the applications and other workloads would be enabling on the Nano. In accordance to that, we would be supporting those capabilities as well. Schedule maintenance mode. Few quick things about the schedule maintenance mode. We have had this capability enabled now both for an IT administrator and an IT operator to configure. Earlier, it used to be possible only as an IT admin, but this time we have it configured even by the IT operator. What is all the more interesting is that schedule maintenance mode also can be initiated from the endpoint, right? Because when you have some of these IT assets targeted for the maintenance, then we would like to have that, those automation or the orchestrations to also have things configured for suppressing the monitoring for those. And that's something what we have enabled this time around. So with schedule maintenance mode, all the scenarios like the planned maintenance, unplanned maintenance, or responding to an unplanned maintenance situation, all that can be tackled better. Improvements to SCOM web console. So there are a couple of areas of improvements what we have done. One is about the improvements from the point of view of responsiveness and handling certain scale aspects of it, right? And the other is in the web console experience, which we have tried to remove the Silverlight dependency and are trying to make it all the more open for diverse browsers. In this scenario, we have the new web console, which is an HTML-based web console tested against Edge, Firefox, and Chrome. The other web browser is something which we are evaluating, but then we're pretty sure that design and the architecture is in a way wherein it would work even on those. And we'll walk through in some of those experience as well in the demo. Let me quickly show you a video on the improvement that we have made for the UI responsiveness. So here what you get to see is one is the left side is the 2012 R2 OM console, and the right is the 2016. And as you can see, some of the click operations, 2016 is a lot more responsive, while 2012 R2 is still waiting for the responding to the click actions. And this is about traversing certain pivots in the SCOM console. If you look at other scenario wherein you select a specific entity in the details pane, and then the preview pane, things gets loaded in the 2016 a lot faster. And in case of an R2, things are still loading. That's another area of improvement. This is where I was mentioning that we have really tried to take a cognizance of the refresh rate based on the data and the age of the data, or even the responsive rate of those particular data. Thank you. The other improvement is even the right-click pop-up menu options, right? In case of an R2, it takes a while for the pop-up menu to appear, and then even the sub-pop-up menu to appear and stuff. But in case of a 2016, you can see it's instantaneous. Just select an object, and you're able to right-click, and then you're able to see the improvement. Yeah. So let's quickly get to the web console experience. So here what you're seeing is an Operations Manager web console running in Chrome, right? So you're able to see the active alerts in Chrome. User is able to double-click to various different views. All this is happening out of Chrome here. Selection is relatively faster in comparison to the previous version of the web console experience, right? You can also see things loaded in Firefox. This is a performance view in the Firefox where all the graphics related to the performance is neatly rendered in the Firefox, in the web console, which is running in the Firefox. User is also able to look at some of the diagrammatic kind of view. And you can really see the performance difference as well in comparison to whatever the earlier version of web console that you might be having. The dashboard experience is something what we are trying to work at this point in time. So this is an HTML5 dashboard. So the way to look at this is that there are management packs with dashboard views or visualization as part of the management pack authoring. And once you have the management pack of those imported, then these dashboard views would get lit up in with appropriate UX controls and stuff. So we are still improving our dashboard experience, where user would be able to see some of these controls here, UX controls we have at this point in time, looking at on the Chrome. OK, the MP is imported on this instance, sorry. So yeah. So user is able to see all this HTML5 UX control. At this point in time, we have four widgets enabled. We plan to have a lot more widgets enabled in this experience in the dashboard view. And user can also create the add widget experience, which is pretty much seamlessly blended into the dashboard surface than really having a wizardish kind of an experience, which used to be the case earlier. These are the set of widgets that are supported at this point in time. For example, alert, state, and widget. User can go and define the scope, criteria from a alert conditions point of view, and have the dashboard appropriately loaded. There's an edit dashboard experience where user can actually arrange these UX controls in a manner wherein it can be organized better from a visualization point of view. So this is the capability which we are trying to release it in the first UR of the GA. What you just got to see is a sneak preview of what is available as of what we are working for the first UR of 2016. But then we are fairly confident that we'll have this released in the first UR, so all of you can experience the good dashboarding experience, especially with those management pack which has those visualization the Silverlight visualization can be, you know, got rid, and then we would be having this simply. So we just touched upon all this. One important point that I just want to reemphasize here is the scale improvement that's gone in the Unix and Linux monitoring. We earlier supported close to around 600 Linux machines to be monitored out of management server. Now we have 2x time of it. So there's a lot of improvement that's happened on the management server. We plan to extend that capability for other agentless monitoring services as well. SCOM and OMS connectors. So this is, wanted to emphasize that most of the OMS solutions today leverage this SCOM for various reasons. One is the an automated way you can configure or roll out the intelligent packs on the discovered instances of machines on that's managed by SCOM. And that we have seen that most of the customers have been asking for this capability when it comes to rolling out of the agents for the OMS, right? And we support that. And when we had this new network performance monitor service, in the OMS, we had this large ask from, customers, large set of customers asking this, that they wanted the SCOM, support, and which we have seen that it works in a way wherein the managed entities, which is in the SCOM, can be easily leveraged by the OMS solution to identify the right set of machines on which an intelligent pack can be pushed. So this, in a nutshell, is a high-level kind of a capture of all the investments that has happened in System Center Operation Manager 2016. Monitoring the diverse environment, which is all about extending the monitoring surface. Integrated network monitoring. This is extending our network monitoring capabilities. Operational simplicity with investment like MP update and recommendation. Data-driven alert management, scheduled maintenance mode, HTML5-based web console, in-place upgrade. All of this is improving the operational simplicity with a new instance of a Operation Manager. And data analytics is, we'll continue to focus this area because analytics is an integral part of the overall monitoring scheme. I would like to walk you through Azure Management Pack scenario so that we get a So this is a new management pack to monitor the Azure services. And user can, currently this management pack is in private preview, but then we are close to state wherein this would be GA'd. And then we plan to have further revisions of this particular management pack because there is a whole lot of a demand from the customers, especially with the subscriptions to be monitored out of the System Center Operation Manager. And the way this is set up is something which I just want to walk through. If you go to the administration view, there is the Microsoft Azure pivot, where you can add the subscription, the Azure subscription, for the authentication of that particular management pack. There's actually two approaches. One is a service principal approach, another is a user principal approach. And we have both of it functioning, but in this case, what we have configured all is about the user principle. Once you have this subscription configured, user can go to the authoring pane and figure out like which are the set of services that he is subscribed to. And in this case, I have it gives you a clear sense of, all the services that is monitored by this instance of management pack. So I'll just show you a list of services. Yeah. So these are the list of services that is currently monitored today by this Azure Management Pack. And we constantly plan to have this revised so that as and when there are new services that's coming alive on Azure's portal, we would be able to monitor those services as well. There are, each of these services has different performance counters or the metrics, which is essential for the monitoring aspects of it, which user can go and have it configured. And there are different attributes, parameters, which can be set as thresholds so that one experiences a good monitoring experience. Once things have set, then user can go to the monitoring tab and view the active alerts. Each of the service would be having different tabs and pivots. For example, the virtual machine state gives you a clear sense of all the virtual machines and their health. User would be able to click on the vicinity dashboard to get a sense of the dependencies that particular VM having on different other attributes. And the health of each of those dependent components. So this is a significant investment which you're trying to do for all the online assets which Microsoft owns. We have started with Azure. We also have a management pack for O365. And we plan to have that constantly revved as well, depending on the asks from the customers. So a couple of other slides which we wanted to touch base on. One is on the SCOM assessment. So as I mentioned earlier, this audits the SCOM environments of the customer, RAP as a service. It gives you a clear perspective of issues that and the inefficiencies that exist in a specific environment so that user can go and have the resolutions taken. In fact, the resolutions are so well documented that the customers can go and have them tried, and there's a verifications for those resolutions as well over there. All the inefficiencies that you typically get to see, which is violating certain best practice related scenarios can be handled by this capability. It suggests recommendations and fixes as I mentioned earlier. This is just to give you a sense of the partners that's with SCOM, a huge set of partners who work on various different aspects of a SCOM. SCOM has, other than the product side of it, there's the platform angle to it as well, where we have a lot of partners helping us with writing management pack to monitor diverse set of infrastructure and technologies and solutions. Apart from that, there are partners like SquireUp who helps with facilitating with a very nice visualization experiences on top of the rich SCOM data. And similarly, there are other partners who help with authoring aspect of System Center Operation Manager. With that note, I want to bring on board SquireUp team over here. I have Richard, who's a founder and product architect for SquireUp, and he's going to showcase us some great value prop that he's brought in on top of the System Center Operation Manager.
Okay. Thanks very much, Mahesh. I'm just going to plug in my laptop here because I want to go on to a live demo in just a second. And thank you for the applause there. I'm not sure how many of you have heard about SquireUp so far. I'm just going to run through a few slides, just kind of give you an idea of what we do, and then get into a live demo. So SquireUp are known really as a must-have for every ops manager environment due to our really kind of fast HTML5 dashboards and web console. Is it auto-playing? One second. So our Blazely Fast HTML5 dashboards and web console on top of SCOM. Can I stop that auto-playing, Mahesh? Do you know how to do that? Seems to be moving on. I have to talk really quickly. So very, very easy to publish and share dashboards, interactive performance reporting with export to Excel, hundreds of clients worldwide, and just under 10 minutes to install and configure Squared Up on top. Well, what I wanted to talk to you today is about enterprise application monitoring. So Mahesh has just shown you kind of cool new stuff coming in SCOM 2016. But really, SCOM's always known as an infrastructure monitoring tool. Yet your organization really is much more focused on enterprise application monitoring. That's what really matters to your business, is monitoring those applications, not monitoring the infrastructure. So what we're doing at Squared Up is taking SCOM and actually really converting it into your premier kind of application monitoring tool within your enterprise. Enterprise application monitoring really has these challenges, hundreds and hundreds of applications across your enterprise that need monitoring. They're typically across platforms, across Windows, Linux, SQL, Oracle, and so on. And you're probably even starting to put some of your infrastructure up in the cloud, like on Azure. And of course, you have all those new apps that you know about, that have been actively developed, but a lot of legacy applications that you barely know even sort of where they are and what their infrastructure is. Now, on the left there, that's a real challenge, but that is exactly the challenge SCOM was built to address. Cross-platform monitoring, and all with the new features coming in SCOM 2016, the support for NanoServer and the Azure monitoring and so on, SCOM really is the tool for your cross-platform monitoring there. But actually, where SCOM really hasn't ever really addressed is this issue of engaging multiple stakeholders across your enterprise with application monitoring. So that's your CIO, your IT managers, your support teams, your service desk, of course, your infrastructure teams as well. And typically what you find in an enterprise is a sprawl of monitoring tools. I hope all of you here have SCOM, but you probably have a bunch of other monitoring tools in your organization as well for network monitoring, Linux monitoring, and SQL monitoring, VMware monitoring, and so on. What that means is there's no unified view. So when an application does have an issue, everyone comes into the war room, fires up their laptop, looks at a different tool, and has a different perspective on what's going on. No one takes the blame. To solve this challenge, what you really need is a tool set that monitors those disparate platforms. That tool set is SCOM. You also need to engage all those disparate users. And that's what I'm going to show you with Squared Up. And we're going to show you how you can unify that fragmented enterprise monitoring experience. So we believe SCOM plus Squared Up is that tool set. And just over the next couple of slides and the demo, I'm going to show you why. So I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to Squared Up version 3, including a number of features. First of all, total dashboard architecture. I'm going to go straight into a demo and just show you exactly what that means. I'm also going to show you some integration with OMS in Squared Up version 3 and a brand new feature called Data on Demand in Squared Up version 3. I'm just going to switch over now to my demo lab. Are we good there? That's over on 8. Great. So this is Squared Up version 3. I'm just going to go full screen here just so we can get the maximum screen estate. This is an example of the sort of dashboard you can build. That's just a dashboard on top of our SCOM infrastructure. But what I wanted to do is just show you a top-to-bottom drill down for application monitoring, all using SCOM. This is the kind of dashboard that you need to publish out to your organization to show the health state of your applications. This is built using our Visio integration, so very, very easy. Just to Visio up a diagram like this, attach it to the health state of your SCOM objects, and then publish that out across your entire organization, embed it into SharePoint, for example, using our open access feature. Each one of these squares represents a distributed application, but we're not interested in the health of the infrastructure. We're interested about whether this application is available or not to our users in the organization. That's what the organization really cares about. So actually, when I drill down, I'm going to see that this application is showing red because the web monitor that we set up in SCOM is red and showing that this application is either having a performance issue or unavailable. So now when I drill down and Squared Up version 3 into that red box, I'm going to drill down into a DA. So this is a SCOM distributed application we're looking at. But because of total dashboard architecture, we have a number of different perspectives on this distributed application. And actually, the most important one, the default one here, is the availability perspective. So this is showing the health state of that web monitor that we set up using SCOM web application availability monitoring. This is what our business really cares about. Is it currently available? Well, it is currently available, but we have a performance issue. We can see here that our SLA, our uptime, is dropping. We can see response time, load, and on the right-hand side, we've used an iframe to actually embed a live image of that, a live sort of web content of that application. So that's what we really need to see and show to our business, and now we need to actually start to address this from an infrastructure point of view. But before we do, using our other connectors, we can connect, for example, to your service desk tools. So before we sort of jump in and sort of assume that the monitoring tool is showing us what we need to know, we can see the number of tickets that are raised against this application on the service desk tool. So it's not just the SCOM data we're integrating. We're going beyond just beyond the SCOM data and integrating other data sources. I can switch over here, and this is a detailed infrastructure dashboard for this application. I put this together. This has got using our Visio integration again. We've got key metrics, health state, and uptime. But before I go sort of drilling in and starting to troubleshoot this, I'm just going to switch over to the servers view. This is a distributed application. These are the servers in that distributed application. And we can see here that the SQL Server is showing red. So typically, if we do have an application performance issue, it's going to be the SQL database administrator that this is going to be escalated to, because that's clearly the issue on the server here in this distributed application. But typically, when we talk to our enterprise customers about why their applications have downtime, it's not because, for example, the SQL Server just stops working. It's because of configuration change. Some patches have been applied to those servers, the configuration's been changed, or the application's been updated. So actually, what I wanted to show you here quickly is our integration with OMS. OMS, obviously, is fantastic at collecting every single configuration change, for example, across every single server in your environment. Although that's a big sea of data up there in OMS, it's very hard then to kind of unpick that and find out exactly the information you're looking for. But by integrating it back in to your SCOM data, we've switched over here and said, for those six servers in this application, what is every change that's happened over the last 12 hours, for example? So we can see all of the updates that have been applied, and we would see, for example, that an application update has been applied. OMS is also great at auditing every log on to every server. So we can see who's logged on to these servers over the last 12 hours. So we've gone straight from an application performance issue to now understanding perhaps what patch has been applied and who applied that patch by RDPing onto the server. So even now we've got a probably good sense, but what I'm going to do is switch over to our new topology view here. This is taking the distributed application we have in SCOM and visualizing both the health state and the performance data in an end-to-end visualization of your application. On the left there, we've actually got the web monitor that's set up, so you can see the response time as measured by the web monitor. We have our three web servers load balanced. We can see they're evenly load balanced with load going through each one. We've got our application tier and our SQL database tier. So your distributed application is now visualized. That is all the infrastructure data you've had collected in SCOM now for sort of as long as you've had SCOM deployed. But in the context of an application diagram like this, suddenly it all makes sense. Now, if I'm a SQL DBA, I can drill down into that SQL server. And now with Total Dashboard Architecture, we have dashboards at the server level as well. So every single server, depending on what class type it is in SCOM, will have a set of dashboards relevant to that server. So this server, for example, you can see is a SQL server. These are all the metrics that a DBA would expect to see when drilling down into a SQL server. So you're no longer left with these generic SCOM views. You've got specialized views for all of your different users. This server is hosted on Windows Server, so we can see the Windows Server metrics. And it's also hosted on Hyper-V, so we can see the Hyper-V metrics. So the SQL DBA now can really easily correlate database performance issues with, for example, hypervisor issues. If the DBA needs to, they can get a very sort of CPU-specific view. So this is just another perspective. All these perspectives are fully customizable. We give you some out of the box. We have some dashboard packs on the community, or you can build your own. So here's another example here of data on demand. So we actually pulled a get process commandlet. We sort of ran a get process commandlet on that SQL server using the SCOM agent and pulled that data dynamically back into the dashboard here. So we've now got a kind of a task manager. So we're using SCOM, no new infrastructure, no new agents. We've got a task manager in our dashboard. And just one more example of that on demand. If you asked a DBA what he might do to troubleshoot this issue, he'd probably say something like he would RDP onto that SQL server, he would fire up SQL Server Management Studio and run a SQL query that would tell him what's loading that database. By authoring just a very small management pack with that task, I can add that into SCOM, and I can make that task available now to my SQL DBA right within Squared Up. So having gone from the application drill down right down to the SQL level now, the DBA doesn't need to even leave this tool to run that task that was real time that went off the SCOM agent. It ran that SQL query that shows us the top five long-running queries in the DB engine. And just within a few seconds, we've gone from that application performance issue all the way down now to the SQL query that's loading our SQL server. And we can relate that back to the patch that was applied in the change tracking that we saw in OMS. So all within a single pane of glass now, you have all the information, primarily based on SCOM, but supplementing that with the other data sources that you have in your organization. So that's the demo I had. The last thing to say about the demo is that all of that's available on your mobile phone as well. So if the DBA got an alert from SCOM telling him about an issue, he could have done all of that via his mobile phone without having to kind of RDP onto a server or anything, can respond to that alert directly. So that's just the demo I had. I'm just going to switch back to the deck just for kind of one last slide. So I want to take this opportunity to thank Mahesh and his team, the System Center team, for giving us the opportunity to announce today at Ignite 2016 that we are now making Squared Up freely available in a community edition. With the community edition, you get 3 user licenses free of charge. Thanks. 3 user licenses free of charge, so you can build up those dashboards, publish them out to monitors, publish them out to some users, user license yourself. That includes total dashboard architecture, unlimited number of dashboards, our Visio integration, all that interactive performance reporting, mobile and tablet access, and a lot more. All you got to do is go over to squaredup.com/CE, sign up for the community edition. What we're actually going to give you is a full, unlimited 30-day free trial with all of the features and unlimited users, and then you can choose at the end of that free trial to revert to community edition or go and purchase our enterprise starter pack. So thanks very much, Mahesh, for having me, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
Good job. Thanks. Yeah, so that was a brief update of System Center 2016 investment and a wonderful investment from a partner like Squared Up. We are looking forward for more and more such kind of innovations in the System Center Operation Manager product. We're going to have our update roll-ups jam-packed with a lot of features than just bug fixes alone. And that's going to be our momentum going forward. There'll be a lot of features coming in a shorter burst is what we believe would be addressing most of you and stuff. Thanks a lot. We are over here. Have any questions, please come by.